Thank you and good morning. Sheriff's deputy served a search warrant at a residence in the 200 block of Panther Road in Willow Creek on Tuesday afternoon in response to a note that had been left on a vehicle at Trinity Automotive in town. The note had been left by a woman who wrote that if she didn't return for her car by Monday to call police and indicated she may be being held against her will at the Panther Road location. When deputies served the search warrant, they contacted several people at the residence, but did not locate the woman who had left that note. They were told by those present she had left of her own free will a few days ago. A search of the property turned up 160 pounds of processed marijuana, more than 270 growing marijuana plants, 2 to 3 grams of meth, 4 firearms, and $5,500 in cash. Deputies arrested 44-year-old Kenneth Ash at the scene. He was booked into jail on cultivation and possession charges. Eureka police have arrested a man in connection with an altercation that sent a 63-year-old man to the hospital with head wounds on Tuesday night and who then succumbed to those wounds at the hospital. The incident happened at the Courthouse Market on 4th Street, and police responded after the man who was arrested had called 911 to report he had gotten into a physical altercation with the victim and that the victim was bleeding from a wound to the head. Officers contacted the caller and a juvenile who was at the scene and who may have played a role in the incident, and after interviewing a witness, placed the man who called 911 in custody. The juvenile was released to a family member, and the death is being treated as a possible homicide. Detectives with the Eureka Police Department are chasing leads and are still trying to contact witnesses who may have been at the scene of a fatal shooting at Hammond Park on Saturday night. 18-year-old McKinleyville resident Dax Brown was shot and killed during an apparent confrontation between two groups of young men. Captain Brian Stevens said that they have gotten contradictory statements from some of those interviewed, and as of now, no shooter has been identified. The type of weapon or the number of shots fired during the incident has not been released. Stevens said that they are looking into whether there was gang activity related to the incident. He also said the department is doing all they can to curtail any sort of retaliation related to the shooting. On Wednesday morning, the sheriff's office issued a press release announcing the good news that a woman who had been reported missing by her family on Monday night had been located safe and sound on Tuesday night. Then, however, the sheriff's office issued a statement regarding another missing woman, an at-risk 24-year-old Manila resident who walked away from her residence in Manila on Tuesday afternoon at 2 o'clock. The caretaker for Crystal Nadine Silva said that there are concerns about Silva because of her history of medical issues, disabilities, and her mental capacity. Silva is 5'5", 235 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes, and was last seen wearing a black shirt with red feathers, black pants, and black boots. Anyone with information about Crystal or her whereabouts is asked to contact authorities. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Local, state, and federal elected leaders from 13 Western states have agreed on one thing, pushing for the reinstatement of the Payment in Lieu of Taxes program for timber-rich counties. Federal PILT payments help mitigate the loss of tax revenue for counties that have large swaths of federal timberlands in their jurisdictions. The Rural County Representatives of California, the RCRC, has been a supporter of the push to restore those payments. On Tuesday, RCRC joined the National Association of Counties, a lobbying group in D.C., in actively urging Congress to restore full payments. There are 30 counties in California that have received PILT payments in the past, and for Humboldt County, it would mean more than $600,000 per year. For Del Norte, more than $500,000 per year if the payments are restored. They are called bake sale fire departments for a reason. Local volunteer fire departments have to hold fundraisers like bake sales in an effort to raise money for equipment and operating expenses. The Bryceland Fire Department is no different, and on Saturday, the volunteers who staff the department will hold their annual fundraiser. Bryceland volunteers serve the Redwood Creek watershed in southern Humboldt County. Supervisor Estelle Fennell will join newly appointed Chief Jim Fulton and the members and supporters of Bryceland Fire at Saturday's event. There will be food, music, and a raffle at the fundraiser. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.